It is no longer news that these days a lot of women have found love in career areas which many feel are exclusively for the male folk. But what is of interest is that in many cases, the women involved in the so-called odd jobs performed brilliantly, thus justifying the saying that what a man can do, a woman can also do, and even do it better. That scenario played out during the graduation ceremony, in which the only female student in the Welding Fabrication Department, Ms. Amal Tayo Alemat, came top in her class. Alemat, who said her dream was to become an engineer, described science and technology as an interesting field and advised other young girls with the same passion as hers not to be intimidated by the large number of male competitors.
I'll advise them to follow their dream. Anything they like to do, they should go for it. Even if they find it out at first, they should just keep going. At a point in time, they'll surely make it.
The Skill Acquisition Center, which is under the Lagos State Ministry of Women Affairs and Poverty Alleviation, is part of government initiatives to address unemployment and its attendant consequences, including rising crime rate. The principal of the center, Mrs. Stella Olaoye, who was one of the speakers at the event, encouraged jobless youth to stop wasting away at home waiting for white-collar job, but take themselves out of unemployment market by acquiring marketable skills in many of the centers established by government.
Especially most graduates that are just roaming about the streets, the government has decided to make them MDs by teaching them various skills and helping them to establish after the training.
Mrs. Olaoye listed some of the lucrative trades to include aluminum fabrication, printing technology, welding, photography, catering and hotel management, shoemaking, adult literacy, and barbering. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.